Hello everyone, welcome back to the Voice of Unwavering Confidence podcast. I'm your host, Lola Omosekejimi. I'm thrilled to have you back. Thank you for coming back again. For all of you who have already subscribed, thank you. For those of you that are about to, thank you. And if you shared, what are you waiting for? Share this. Send it to somebody. You don't know whose life you're gonna touch. Thank you guys for all of you that are listening in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, sharing. I really appreciate all of you. This is episode 2, or you can call it 1.5, because we're going to be talking about why we waver, part 2. Last episode, we talked about worry, and this episode, we're going to be attacking doubt. Doubt. What is doubt? You know when somebody tells you they're going to do something for you and somewhere in your mind you're like, I don't think so. They probably won't. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. You see that part of you that makes you think maybe they will, maybe they won't? That's doubt. Why do we doubt? When we don't trust. When we don't trust, we tend to doubt. Now, the other reason why we doubt as Christians, especially why we doubt the promises and the word of God for us and concerning our lives, sometimes they seem too good to be true. When God says that the land is the Lord, when the word of God says the land is the Lord's and its fullness thereof, and he says that we have access to all of that, like everything that he has created, we have no need, we don't need to want anything because he'll provide for us, we tend to doubt. And that's because sometimes it seems too good to be true. And a lot of times, doubt is a seed that the devil plants in our heart. And he has so many different ways to water that seed, like our reality. Just hearing the news, seeing the exchange rate, seeing, you know, the economy, has a lot of ways to contribute to that doubt that, will God really provide for my needs? Will God really help me out on that project? There are so many obstacles, so many hurdles, but those are all seeds that the devil is planting, trying to make you see reasons why not to trust God. Now, these two things, the seed that the devil plants and lack of trust, work hand in hand. And we're going to be reading from Galatians chapter 2 and verses 20. This is what I want you to say to the devil the next time you find a little glimpse of doubt in your thoughts. It reads, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." So many times when that doubt wants to come in, when we're trying to, God has said something concerning your life, God has said something concerning a situation, and you're finding yourself wavering a little bit, say that to the devil. It is no longer I who live. It is not by my strength that I will do this. It is by the Spirit of God. Why? Because it is Christ who lives on the inside of me. So while I may fall short by my own strength, and you're trying to point that out to me, devil, I can tell you that I'm not going to do this by my strength. I'm not going to trust by my strength. I'm going to trust by the grace of God. We're also going to look at Proverbs 3 verses 5, which I'm sure all of us know very well. And this is particularly to attack that lack of trust. And it's just a reminder. A lot of us probably already know Proverbs 3 verses 5, but I'll get you to still turn to it anyways, because I find sometimes you read scripture, you've read this verse over and over again, but just reading it that extra time, it's like a new thing. Your eyes have been open to a new dimension in how you can actually apply that word in your particular situation. So I'd read Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding." Verse 6 says, "In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. I have read this verse so many times, but I just got something new. I can tell you that. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Don't reserve one part of your heart and say, you know, just in case God doesn't come through, I have this backup. No, acknowledge him in all your ways. I don't really think God needs to be involved with that. I don't need to, you know, acknowledge him in that area. No, he says, trust God with all of your heart and acknowledge him in all of your ways. One way I find helps to really combat doubt is remaining grounded in the Word of God. Why? Because whenever the devil plants that seed or brings something to water the seed that he has already planted, when you have the Word of God on your mind constantly, or you read it and you meditate on it, you memorize it, and you try to put it to action, you're able to activate that word just when you need it. And I know just the Bible verse to keep you motivated to do this. We're going to turn to Joshua 1:8 as we round off this very brief episode, but I think I want to leave you with this Bible verse, and I want you to think about it. I want you to read it over and over and over again and apply it in your day-to-day life. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. That's a promise. God says, meditate on his word, that you will know how to live your life, and you will be prosperous, and you will be successful. That's one thing that comes guaranteed with a life that is lived in relation to God. Not a religious life of doing X, Y, Z, ticking those boxes, or doing X and not doing Y, but from a place of relationship. When you want to get to know someone, you do what? You spend time with them. You read about them. You try to understand their motives. You kind of want to see how they lived their lives. And this is a very good way to know how Jesus, who is the Word of God that was made flesh and walked on this earth, experience the things that we experienced. As long as you feel pain, know that Jesus dying on the cross is the greatest pain that anyone could ever feel. And death, he faced it too. If you're dealing with any tough situation, any tough time, I know that Jesus can relate. I may not be able to relate. Your neighbor may not be able to relate. Your friend may not be able to relate, but Jesus got your back. And so I'd leave you with that charge to meditate on the Word of God, you know, day and night, and ask. Always remember, prayer is key in understanding and also in putting the word to work in your life. Thank you so much for listening in to this episode of Voice of Unwavering Confidence. I'll just say a quick word of prayer before we go. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. I pray that this word will be watered in the hearts of your people. I pray, oh God, that you uproot every seed of doubt that is planted by the devil. Everyone who serves as a watering can, any word spoken to water that seed of doubt in the hearts of your people, I pray, oh God, that you would eliminate in the name of Jesus. Father God, the grace to be bold, the grace to be confident, the grace to live our lives to the fullest, according to your will and according to your purpose, you graciously give unto us in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you guys so much for sharing, for liking, And I hope to see you on the next episode of the Voice of Unwavering Confidence podcast. I'm your host, Lola Omoshikejimi. Thank you. Bye.